your friend. You know no other. This is the end of another and another. You pick up all the pieces, leave the rest to dry. Like some sort of creature with five days eyes. You took from me my little sweet girl. Today was the day you made us all cry. Tomorrow is another day and the sun still shines.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. This is Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Anna.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Catherine.
And we just listened to All For You by The Palms.
Catherine's doing some work here right now.
One of us is extremely stressed.
Extremely stressed.
I'd say two, but somehow I'm just not doing my work.
What's stressing you out?
What's going on here?
I have a lot of work to catch up on, if you will.
From when
I called her on snow day yesterday.
You had to take a break from the hard work.
Okay, my spring break was
tiring,
yeah. But anyways, we thought we'd talk a little bit about a lovely lady who is pretty hated in Hollywood.
Oh, I actually have another segue for Gwyneth Paltrow. It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wait, why? Because of Goop?
No, because she was on Armchair Expert and I listened to it all.
And she was hated on it?
Well, no. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to start with this, with that I'm trying to make, as any person would, my April Fool's intentions and resolutions for April Fool's. So I'm trying not to call girls crazy or psycho anymore.
Yeah.
Because people do it too easily. Mm-hmm. They do it about me.
And polarizing figure.
The worst.
More like.
And silly, and no one ever knows what they're talking about. And everyone's a little crazy. And anyways, Gwyneth Paltrow, as Dax Shepard introduced her as, and I know he's listening, so shout out Dax. She's one of the most polarizing figures in Hollywood. People find her super triggering because some people hate Goop and think it's pseudoscience, and some people hate how she thought she handled divorce the best way of anyone ever. And
she named her daughter Apple.
Right.
I've heard a lot of other kids being named Apple, though, before.
Yeah.
Before
Paltrow.
Before that?
Yeah.
That's I was listening to the kids at Elliot Pearson yesterday outside during recess.
And I miss them.
Their names are, Violet.
No, it's funny because kids, all have really funky names. That's a trend for maybe the past, 12 years of naming.
No more Christian names.
Yeah, no more Catherine Lawrence.
Johns.
But I do... Anyways, Gwyneth Paltrow was saying how basically things people say, aka the crazy thing, only bother you if it's a reservation you hold against yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that's why how she deals with being really hated. But anyways, that all aside, that's my April Fool's resolution explained, but I do urge everyone to come up with them.
Are you planning on pranking anyone?
I was thinking,
you will all be pranked.
I don't even want to deal with an Anna prank.
What do you mean?
It's gonna be
Saran wrap on the toilet.
No, it's
surprise. I love you.
It's this is actually almond milk.
So the bit here is that I'm not funny. For all those who don't know. Okay, should we play some more?
I guess music. I feel bad for everyone listening to
this. Okay.
I don't.
Up next, we have Uproar, Uproar by Ben Zadie.
Oh.
So bad at the side. Famous for being too late and for taking for granted all the people that I could confide. Famous for running a mileage instead of coming home to you. And now we're on the road with you, but I promise when I get it, I'ma spend it all on you. High school, I was famous for trying something that none of you would. Tried to kill it by going to college. Guess I didn't do any good. Still right here in the lab, making songs by myself, and I won't be here all night. Live room looking like a fucking bedroom, sleeping in stew, yeah, I'm living on sight. Uproar, uproar on them. When I'm on stage, hit the floor on them. Let the bicep's gold. Put some more on them. Uproar, 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 uproar. Uproar, uproar on them. When I'm on stage, shake the floor on them. Bicep's gold, put some more on them. Uproar, 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 uproar. Famous for leaving the party. Famous for buying the shots. I used to be famous for nothing. I've worked for all that I got. This ain't a day in the life, no. More like a life in a day. I feel I've been sleeping for hours, and now I'm finally awake. And I've been too busy with the shows to show up. Too busy writing hits to hit you up. Too busy, I was looking through your photos yesterday, and I wasn't in a single picture. So busy with the mask and makeup. Too busy with my dreams to wake up. When will I see that it's all in my head and I become what I was afraid of? But it's uproar, uproar on them. When I'm on stage, shake the floor on them. Hit the subs, go put some more on them. Uproar, 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 uproar. Uproar, uproar. When I'm on stage, shake the floor on them. Hit the subs, go put some more on them. Uproar, 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 uproar.
tinted lenses in a pink gelato. Falling out the window, hit me back tomorrow. Will always be the one tough fact to follow. Cause we aiming for the stars with a pointing hollow. Filling these songs, making jokes and cuddles. Started this job selling rocks and idols. Cause they only swipe right if you fuck for follows. Welcome to the days of the broken shadow. But if we just spoke.
Just now, Lauren, want to read them out?
Oh, sure.
Let them hear it.
So the first one was "Uproar, Uproar" by Ben Zaddy. Zaddy, no. Zaddy. And then "Take My Hand" Kid Waste remix by Glimmer of Blooms, and "Cold War" by Cautious Clay, which was my request because. If you listen to the lyrics, there's a line about whiskey sours, which Anna and I
had last night.
Yesterday.
We felt very classy.
It's a classy thing to do.
Yeah. That's
true. What were you
going to
Spring Fling.
I'm sure everyone's been talking about this. I was reminded by the radio
show. It's been buzzing around campus.
I had been kind of mad because I heard "Over Chalk." Like it was announced to me via reading it in chalk. Oh, on the sidewalk at school.
That's kind of wholesome, morning. Maybe.
No, I was kind of like, this is so lame. But
it's interesting because
we like Plain Jane in our house. We do.
Of course. And like, we were listening to Rico Nasty the other day. I'm thinking she's kind of like Tierra Whack meets Missy Elliott.
Yeah, Anna's been floating that one.
I just want people to like, someone needs to agree with me out there because I thought long and hard about that.
I was just checking that we were on air. I just was worried.
Check 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Do you hear me out there?
Yeah. Should we maybe tell the world our secret plan?
Well, yeah, because so we're betting that there's not many people listening right now. So we're down to share all of our secret plans. There's only one in motion right now.
I don't even want to share it, though.
Oh, you don't want to share it?
I think we just leave it at this
cliffhanger. Oh, well, now they're, like, they're on the edge of their seats. We're going to have people calling in. If we knew which of these, like, would light up, we'd probably see someone calling.
I wouldn't know if someone
Well, okay, so...
Well, how I guess about we explain what it is for homecoming?
It's an article of clothing, and as many of you might know, last homecoming, we made some shorts that were quite the hit.
They had our faces on them.
We're looking to improve and grow from that experience.
Mm-hmm. While simultaneously being outrageous.
Yeah.
Oh, it's outrageous. That's right. Anything else to share?
Yeah.
Well, I want to formally apologize on the air for spreading the rumor that it was Akon performing at Spring Fling.
You Spring did Fling. That,
I was
Like negative shout out to Clack.
Shout, you know, in whatever the opposite of a shout out is. To Kyle
we were
Blacklock.
Fed lies.
Yeah.
And as a, I told quite a few people.
I told friends from home. Like, they maybe would visit. Like, I don't know.
No, I had, people
actually,
who.
So did I.
I remember I told a certain pair of brothers that it was Akon, and they were so. They're huge Akon fans, and they essentially. They were like, you've ruined my.
My college experience. But the real question is, why would Akon ever come here?
Like he was kind of on his way out of fame, and if Tufts offered him a good
Akon has
money,
a lot of non-musical stuff these days.
I feel like he would just never step foot in the state.
Maybe if we could have one Akon instead of three of these people. But I'm not trying to talk trash about the actual lineup. So
let's just get that out there.
ASAP Ferg, I'm so sorry.
Another formal apology
I know you're
on
listening. It. Yeah, this is just gonna become a formal apology show for me.
Okay, and with that, we are gonna go into another song. I'm sure you guys know this one, "Cranes in the Sky" by Solange.
Solange.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
To run it away, thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. To write it away or cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
I want you to feel. the night. I've grown tired of this place. We could start again. When you look at me, what do you see? What do you see in my face? I've been away for 9,274 days. Your plastic pictures, tinted mirrors tell me nothing about myself. I've been complacent with the stories and the lies you tell my heart. So, so
Cranes in the Sky by Solange. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. And Surreal by Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Not to be confused.
And Stellar by Jamila Woods. So we have an anonymous question posed towards us that is good because it gives us stuff to talk about. So we're grateful to whoever sent it in, whoever that may be out there. And so what they said was, my therapist who prescribes me anti-anxiety meds recommended she give me a Skype referral to an astrologist. Is it weird? I find this strange. Is it even stranger that Mercury is in retrograde? So we've talked before about how we feel about horoscopes and astrology and stuff like that.
And I personally am interested in it, but Catherine has a really good aside.
Oh, okay.
Rebuttal.
That's a better word. Yeah. Thank you.
So I am a twin, and so obviously me and my sister share the same birthday, and we happen to be like extremely different. So my kind of thought is, how could we both be Libras? Because I
what's the moon sign in your?
I don't know my moon sign.
Keep it simple.
But like, just mostly like reading.
But it's interesting because the whole chart would be actually identical.
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
It's just like reading the description. Like, I don't know. I just can't see it applying to both of us.
Yeah. I love that stuff, and I love it in that I pride myself on being a Pisces and like the vague good traits that come with that, like water sign, chill,
and because
girl.
Pisces is my moon sign, but I get some shade for my sun sign as a Scorpio.
Yeah, but I definitely don't really believe in it that much anymore, and going super hard with it, I feel like sometimes it sets you up for like weird anxiety or weird expectations when you read it and like go into your week like super believing in that. But I definitely used to check it so much, like check my own, check the boy I likes, like when I was not in college at all.
Just last week
we've all been there.
But now I'm like not really feeling it, but I do have a Pisces sign still in my room, and two of my closest friends from home are also Pisces, and like that can't be a coincidence.
Also, but Lauren, you give the best advice, which is just such a Pisces thing.
Oh, thank you.
Your soft touch, but that soothing voice.
Let that motivate more people to send in questions about advice. Yeah. But so basically, we're ruling therapists are should just help with that stuff, and astrology is a whole separate other thing.
Yeah,
but that's mostly to be cute.
If someone were like into astrology though, and like sought that out from like a reputable astrologist or whatever, who like maybe had some practice in therapy as well, it could be like just a really interesting way to interpret like what's actually going on, but just through maybe what feels like a more separate lens, if that makes sense. Because I think that whenever someone reads a horoscope, they're like, oh, this applies, but this doesn't apply, but I'll just pay attention to what applies.
Right.
So I think that like there might be some power in talking to an astrologist about like, I don't know, therapy woes.
Possible.
I feel cynical about astrology as a whole.
I was just debating in my head also how I feel about, so like I was about to say something kind of critical about people who are like, about people who are like, oh, our energy, like what was it that someone was
aura.
Saying? Our spirits mean we should, like there's people who are over the top about this stuff and they're like, our spirits and our energy mean we should hook up, like we are
like compatible.
Yeah, people like, who like try to play compatible. That off as like the reasoning for stuff, and then I'm like, no. But at the same time, I guess there is kind of some unspoken like good vibes. I guess we believe in that. Of course, we all say vibes so much. Catherine's a huge proponent of vibing.
I love good vibes.
Good vibes in Boston every
good vibes
day.
Only.
Right.
Except for today.
Except for today is so bad.
So bad. Bad
but
vibes.
We have an appointment to paint the town once Catherine's done with school.
Yeah.
I don't know. At 9?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Do you actually mean painting? Like
paint the town.
Paint the town red.
It's like pop off.
Yeah.
Oh. There's like, off. But
at home we have like a paint your own ceramics place called Paint the Town. So
no.
And
where
is home to me? As Anna would say to any random person she meets, where is home for you?
Okay, that's such a
and
nice
then,
way to
and
ask.
Then it's like
and honestly,
plug emoji, plug
Seattle.
Emoji. I'm from Seattle.
Did you know it's the most magical place on this earth?
What I say is it's objectively the best city in the world, and that always gets a giggle.
Well,
and a
did
groan.
You used to say objectively for things that aren't objective
well, yeah,
before college?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's so funny when people do that.
I feel
good
like
for
I
you.
Never
that's
used
kind of
it
funny
correctly.
That you say that.
Oh. I would always be like, just throw in subjectively or objectively. And
I never
like,
say
never
subjectively.
Knew which ones for which context.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, I know now.
Yeah. Oh, should I read this?
Yeah.
I chose this announcement from Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Boston because I actually am a member of Big Sisters of Boston. Be a Big Brothers, a Big Sisters volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 through 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
Because the word big was mentioned a couple times there, I want to give a shout out to my amazing friends here who are both, they're both involved in Greek life. So let's hear it for Liana and Catherine. They're both amazing bigs. Liana is so, worships Anna so much. She moved into our house. And Razzie
obviously,
is a fan of Catherine as well and sends her pretty long texts.
Anna's the best big ever.
Anna is the best big. Like, I learn something new from
big.
Her every day.
Okay, and with that,
gifts. With flowers and happy faces.
With that music, I guess. Anna's too embarrassed.
Okay, here we go.
We've crossed the line tonight. Tonight. And I is hello the hardest. Goodbye. So try to the yellow light, the yellow light.
Hello. In love. is all up on me, on the brain. I've been thinking about that frame and that red dress. Oh, this lady is my thatch, drop everything. Girl, you know your curls on point. You can have any man that you want. Why you always gotta call my phone?
In love.
Hey, well, it's cool. Just don't think that.
Time is everything. If you got nothing, show you one riddle. Tell me a dirty joke and I'll laugh it off lightly. If I tell you a dirty joke, you might not like me.
Where did you come from? The River Jordan says that you're the worldly one. A night with you feels like forever. John Michael Basquiat lives in your living room much longer. I think I've gone crazy on the way.
That was Crazy, Dark Times with No Vowels, remix by Kabu. I don't know. Before that, we had Big Mistake by Tim Veit, and Shark Smile by Big Thief, and Carmen by J Squared. basically we're saying our goodbyes right
now.
Yeah,
this is it. This is the end, pretty much, of the show.
Hopefully we'll get into a rhythm of consistently being here and having fun. next
what it's
week
all about.
There's a quiz on everyone's. It will be the day after April Fool's. So in the wake of April Fool's, we'll be asking about the resolutions and also for the best tricks people played.
Tricks, pranks.
Tricks. I think I'm going to play one on Kristen.
Oh, could be fun.
So we had someone call in. We're not sure about it.
We're sorry if you're still listening.
We're sorry.
But we just don't know how to
work
this.
Maybe you didn't mean to. I don't know. I looked your number up, though.
You've been listening to Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And are we just gonna...
Let's just go out.
My skin is dripping.